Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. The UK government announced Huawei's networking equipment will be phased out of its 5G networks. Starting in January 2021, telecom operators won't be allowed to buy new 5G equipment from Huawei and will have 7 years to remove its existing technology from their 5G infrastructure. The government previously announced in January that Huawei's equipment would be allowed in the country's 5G infrastructure with certain limitations. Spotify is adding 2 podcast charts in 26 countries to be updated daily. Trending is based partially on the speed of growth in listener numbers and includes 5 rising shows, and Spotify is also adding a revamped version of Top, the 200 most popular shows overall and localized by region. Top can also be separated into categories such as business, comedy, and technology in certain regions. A Spotify spokesperson tells The Verge it has overlapping systems in place to minimize fraudulent activity or attempts to game the charts. The Detroit Free Press reported a second case in using facial recognition to mistakenly arrest someone. Facial recognition was used to identify a man who was also identified by the victim in a photo lineup later. However, video taken of the incident showed the perpetrator had tattoos, and the arrested man did not. An attorney took photos of the mistakenly arrested man to the victim and an assistant prosecutor, who both agreed he had been misidentified. A judge later dismissed the case. Amazon announced the Dash Cart, a cart with a touchscreen and sensors to detect what you take off the shelf and put into the cart. The Dash Cart goes through a special checkout lane that calculates your total without needing a human cashier. The Dash Cart will make its debut at Amazon's grocery store in Woodland Hills, California. That's a suburb in Los Angeles, which isn't an Amazon Go store and isn't yet open to the public, although Amazon says it's looking to open the store later this year. Over the weekend, a hacker put up an ad selling the details of 142,479,937 MGM hotel guests for just over $2,900 on a dark web cybercrime marketplace. This makes the MGM Resort's 2019 data breach much larger than initially reported. The hacker claims to have breached DataViper, which is a data leak monitoring service operated by Nightline Security. But Nightline Security tells ZDNet it never owned a copy of the full MGM database. The breach went public back in February after a batch of 10.6 million MGM hotel guest data was offered as a free download on a hacking forum. Workers for grocery delivery platform Shipt told The Verge in an email that they plan to walk off the job and not accept new orders starting Wednesday, July 15th, due to the company shifting to an algorithm-based pay structure that they say will reduce their pay by at least 30%. Shipt launched a new pay model late last year that replaced its previous flat fee model. Politico reports that California has opened an antitrust investigation into Google. Details of what California's attorney general is investigating aren't yet known, but recent scrutiny has focused on the company's acquisitions, dominance, and conduct in the ad tech market and search markets. Currently, Alabama is the only U.S. state that's not officially investigating Google. And finally, the Wall Street Journal reports that SoftBank is exploring the possibility of a full or partial sale, or even an IPO, of Arm, which it bought 4 years ago for nearly $32 billion. Last week, Arm announced it plans to spin off its 2 IoT businesses to SoftBank and focus its efforts on the semiconductor IP business. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.